can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Monday, the 8th day of April. Pepper tip of the day, I want to encourage you to go backpacking. That's right. Get what you need. Pick a good place to hike out to and pick out your camping site and go backpacking for a couple of days. It'll be a good experience. You'll learn a lot and you might even enjoy it. That's your prepper tip of the day. This is Farmers Monday. We spend these mornings every Monday with my friend Sam Andrews, proprietor of Freedom Center USA. His Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. The telephone number there is 417-718-2597. Well, Sam, this is exciting news. This Senate bill and House bill to protect our Second Amendment rights. Is there similar legislation in other states? Do you know, sir?
Yeah, right now Texas is considering a bill just very similar to ours. And it's interesting to point out two things. One relates to Missouri, that our governor, when he was a senator in 2014, he voted for this bill as a Missouri senator. Now that he's governor, it's very unlikely that he'll veto this. If we can get it through the House and the Senate, we're pretty sure he'll sign it into law. So that's a great thing for Missouri citizens. Texas has got a bill using the same anti-commandeering principle that the Supreme Court has been rock solid on. We have 5 cases in the last 20 years where the Supreme Court has ruled that the federal government cannot commandeer state assets to execute federal law. So this bill is based on a rock-solid legal principle, and it will stand up to Supreme Court scrutiny.
All right. Well, we got a caller on hold. We got Patricia in Florida. Good morning, Patricia.
Good morning. Thank you for a wonderful show. I just wanted to call. When you first came on, you said there isn't any spectacular news event, but there is one that you might have missed somehow. Actually, there were 2, and I can't think of the other one. But there was a breach of our information 900 million people were exposed, and then they and then it went away really fast. It was on the show last night, and I heard it this morning.
Okay, well, these things do happen, and it's always good to be as careful as possible about who gets your information, isn't it, Patricia?
Yeah, but in 900 million, that's the biggest one ever done. Biggest
it's
one.
Very concerning. Anything else, Patricia?
I can't remember the other one that was really important, but I'll try and think
of it. Okay, well, you're welcome to call in later if you feel like it. That's great. Thank you for your call, Patricia. Sam, the most disturbing similar incident I recall is when the Chinese government managed to get pretty much everything on all current and former federal employees. Do you recall that one?
I do.
Yeah. Yeah, they're our enemy. I have very dear friends. In fact, my kid brother, he thinks that since they're one of our biggest trading partners, they would cause us no harm. My response is, these are the same people that murdered 50 million of their own people to achieve their goals of taking over the mainland of China. If they'd kill 50 million of their own people to achieve their goals, why would they hold anything back to achieve their goal of taking over our country?
Yeah, the communist form of government anywhere in the world, China included, is really a disguise. It's actually elitism and a giant control mechanism. Liberty dies where socialism and communism live. So we need to exterminate that on this globe and free the people of the world is what really needs to happen.
I've been told, Sam, there's about 20 families in China that really control everything, and that any one of them could pay off the U.S. national debt. That's how wealthy these people are. It's wealth beyond belief, the people that actually control China behind the make-believe Politburo that is allegedly controlling things. You've probably heard similar things yourself, haven't you?
Yeah, and I can tell you that this group of Chinese leaders has contracted with Google to develop a complete control mechanism where they monitor everything a Chinese citizen says, every purchase they make. It's unbelievable. And they're giving Chinese citizens now a score. And if you don't score above a certain amount, you can't ride in a taxi, get on a train, fly an airplane, go into a store and shop. They literally now are grading their citizens through this Google system and preventing them from living a free life based on whether they're pro-government or anti-government, whether they smoke or drink or don't smoke or drink. It's unbelievable the level of control that they're implementing in the new Chinese system that's coming. It's frightening.
You know, I think in some ways you could substitute the word China for the word state of California and be pretty close to the reality that California state government would like to have, wouldn't you?
Well, the government officials in California sure would love to. I mean, when they outlawed straws, that was the last straw for me.
Yeah. Or in Colorado, where you're committing a crime if you capture and save your own rainwater. How about that?
Yeah, those politicians need to be in jail. Society's not safe with morons like that running around with government power.
Absolutely not. Well, I don't want to deviate too far from our topic, but people are interested in hearing these things. And if you got a question or comment about firearms, you're welcome to give us a call at 800-313-9443. Well, our original topic was optics, Sam, if a person would need some private consultation on an optic, would you be able to do that on the telephone, sir?
Absolutely. We do it all day long, every day.
Okay. Well, if you have a question about optics, just give Sam a call at 417-718-2597. If he doesn't pick up because he's out on the range or taking care of some terrorists someplace, just leave a message and he'll get back with you, won't you, Sam?
Absolutely. I got to tell you this story, John, one of the funniest things that ever happened. I pulled up to a hardware store the other day, And this 85-year-old couple, they'd obviously been married for over 50 years. They get out of a minivan right next to me, and I'm carrying a weapon system I'm delivering into a shop. I've got it on a sling on my back. I had repaired it for the guy, and I was bringing it back to the jeweler that was in the store next to the hardware store. And as I got out of my truck, this older woman looked at me, and she said, "Oh, my gosh, you're not going to shoot me, are you?" And I said to her very quickly, I said, "No, ma'am, we only shoot terrorists and concubines." And the older man laughed as he walked with his cane towards the hardware store, and he laughed hysterically, and he looked over his shoulder and goes, "Well, she ain't no terrorist." And that is a true story, and you know, that tells you what 50 years of marriage can do to a guy.
And he left the part about being a concubine open-ended then.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't believe he threw his wife under the bus like that. But it was one of the funniest moments.
He was obviously still very sharp-minded despite his advanced age, wasn't he?
He really was quick with it. I mean, it was amazing. And you know, he laughed and she laughed. And, you know, there were no hard feelings. Apparently, this couple jokes with each other all the time. But I was just stunned at how quick he was with the response.
Well, that's great. I know the jeweler you're talking about. I know exactly where you parked. That's a very heartwarming story. Sam, we don't know what's ahead for us. I mean, we all know the possibilities. Electromagnetic pulse attack is certainly near the top of my list of things that might be thrown at us. But right now we have what appears to be a luxury of time. That might be a complete illusion. We all found out what an illusion luxury of time can be the morning of September 11th, 2001, where we all thought we'd have a normal day, and it changed in moments. But while we have this luxury of time, it's time to get training, get equipped, and get prepared for whatever's coming at us. Right, sir?
Yeah, we recommend that people put back, store extra water, extra food. We recommend they get a galvanized trash can, and they seal the holes where the handle is, and then spray the inside of the trash can and the inside of the lid with truck bed liner, and store some batteries and some flashlight and radios, communications equipment in this trash can, and anything else that could be damaged by EMP that might be very useful in a power outage situation. Store that stuff in a galvanized can that's lined in plastic, lined in rubber, whatever you have to do. We bubble wrap it and foil wrap it and bubble wrap it and foil wrap it, throw it in the trash can. And that way you've got the essential things that you need in the case of an EMP event.
Absolutely. Well, the previous president, Hussein Obama, and I just found this out about a year ago, was actively blocking anything being done proactively to protect the national power grid from EMP or coronal mass ejection. I was not too surprised, but I was disappointed to learn that. This president, however, Donald J. Trump, is being proactive to help protect the national power grid. I hope he's successful, and I hope there's time to be for him to get done what needs to be done, don't you, sir?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people they're not clued in to what's going on in other countries. It's difficult if you're not in the intel arena to know what's going on. But I can tell you for a fact that Russia has an ICBM with a warhead on it that will fly into the ionosphere above the United States, draw electrons from the ionosphere, and redirect them into an EMP pulse in the United States. And that is a fantastically lethal, problematic weapon for the United States to defend against. And it's important that we do the simple things that we can do. It takes a few hours, not a lot of time, but boy, will it make a difference if there's a power outage, a storm, an EMP event, coronal mass ejection, whatever causes that power outage. Just doing a little bit of preparation will go a long way for you and your family.
Well, I wasn't aware of this weapon system, but what I've been telling people for several years now, Sam, is a freighter off the coast of San Diego, maybe 100 miles, they don't need a missile. All they need is weather balloons to put nuclear devices up high enough as they pick up the jet stream to eventually go be discharged maybe 50 miles above Omaha, Nebraska, or Kansas City, Missouri. You don't need missiles. You don't need high technology. All you need is weather balloons to get nuclear devices in the appropriate place high enough to set them off, don't you, sir?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And the other thing that you're not hearing about in the news is we have two other threats other than EMP that are real. One is these briefcase nuclear devices that disappeared from the Soviet Union when the wall came down. We haven't found one of them. And those could walk across our borders at any time and be detonated in our cities. It's a real threat. It's something the SEAL teams have spent a lot of time looking for and haven't been able to locate any of them. And I can tell you the other threat the feds are talking about right now is fentanyl being put in the water system.
Whoa.
There are hundreds of pounds of fentanyl being smuggled across our southern border and across our northern border. And one of the major threats that the feds are concerned about right now, the Secret Service and the FBI, are the fentanyl being placed into the water system of American citizens. And so having your own spare water, having a good water filter that filters viruses, not just bacteria, this is no small thing if we have a big problem in this country.
Well, most of these water treatment plants at night may or may not have anybody physically on the premises. They would probably have a chain-link fence easily compromised. Maybe not, an alarm system. But these water systems in these cities are really quite vulnerable, aren't they?
They've been hardened since 9/11 a little bit, but keep in mind that we have 500 shootings a year inside our federal prisons. So don't anyone think that a security system is foolproof. Any security system can be defeated. The question is how much time and money is the opponent willing to put into defeating your system. And when you're taking 300 pounds of fentanyl off a truck at the Mexican border, enough fentanyl to kill 50 million Americans, and that's just one bust on one day. Imagine the amount of poison these morons are dragging into our country and what risk that places us at.
I seriously doubt they're intercepting more than 5 or 6% at the most of what's coming in here. What do you think?
Well, the lie is that the vast majority of drugs come across at the checkpoint. That's the lie. The truth is the checkpoints is where we seize the most drugs. That's where people get caught the most. We have no idea what's actually coming across the border, the open border, not at checkpoints. And that's the thing that's the uncontrolled variable. We have absolutely no idea the volume of drugs that come across our border at the non-checkpoint because we're not catching them.
Amazing. We've got a caller on hold here, Robert in Arizona. Good morning, Robert.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Well, you fine gentlemen are just scaring the crap out of me this morning talking about the suitcase nukes, but, you know, I've been meaning to ask you for a number of weeks just your views on a Ruger Mini 14 Ranch Rifle.
All right. Which caliber?
223.
223. Well, let's get into that. Hold on there, Robert, and we'll get some feedback. Your thoughts on the Mini 14? Sam,
I think it's an excellent weapon. I think its accuracy is reasonable. I think that it's light. Would I prefer a piston operated AR-15? Probably, but you're going to spend more money there. So if you're a smaller person that wants, or you're a person that wants a lighter rifle that doesn't weigh as much, and or you're a person that doesn't have a budget that can afford a piston-operated quality AR-15, I think it's a fantastic option.
I've thought about it. My mom used to own one. I've had my life saved more than once with it. She used to shoot rattlesnakes in the desert while I ran in front of her as a toddler. I can't count how many times that has saved my life.
Your mom was a good shot.
Yes, she was.
Thanks for the call.
It sounds like you guys got a break, but if you guys got anything else to say about it, I'll listen in.
Okay, well, there may be some follow-up. We got a break. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about gold and silver. And my sponsor, Gold Wealth Financial, that website's goldwealthfinancial.com. Many people are unfamiliar with the benefits of investing in gold, silver, and other precious metals because they've had very little exposure to these assets. The United States gold standard ended in 1971. That means if the dollar ever collapses, your paper money investments could become worthless. However, by diversifying your portfolio, investing in gold and silver, you can protect your hard-earned assets from any future crisis or economic collapse. You need to check out their website. That's goldwealthfinancial.com. There's a link on my website at thelibertyman.com. And they have a telephone number. A telephone number is 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Thank you very much.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool town. There I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 8th of April. If you go with us on this Patriot Symposium cruise, you'll be part of discussions and conversations you would never, ever be part of. If you don't have internet access, can't go to my website and find out more, give Betsy a call at 636-530-9502. This is Farmers Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. He has a Facebook page, Freedom Center USA. Telephone is 417-718-2597. Sam, before we get to our next caller, do you have any follow-up on the Mini 14, sir?
Yeah, I think when you look at any weapon system, you're going to find pluses and minuses. So let's talk about the pluses for the Mini 14. One of the pluses would be cost. One of the pluses would be lightweight. One of the disadvantages would be you'll have to clean it. It's more difficult to clean than an AR-15. It will short stroke and get dirty and start to jam sooner than a piston-operated AR-15. It's harder to suppress. And the last disadvantage I could think for the Mini 14 would be you're probably not going to have as quality a trigger system as you can have on a good AR-15. So if you're into lightweight and low cost, it's a great choice. If you want something that's more accurate, or you want something with a better trigger system, or you want something you can suppress and it will run longer without being cleaned in a fight, then I would steer you towards the AR-15 if you have the money.
Absolutely. Well, Rugers have been known for decades, forever, basically, to not have good triggers on their rifles, haven't they, sir?
Yeah, and honestly, to be fair to Ruger, very few of the factory rifles come with good triggers of any manufacturer.
Well, that's a good follow-up on that. Let's go to our next caller. We've got Jerry in Texas. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning. Mini 14, I read an article here, it's probably been 5 or 6 years ago, where Ruger did some upgrades on their that little carbine, and I understand there is some aftermarket upgrades that has improved the accuracy tremendously. To be honest with you, I've never shot one. I've always been kind of impressed because it kind of reminded me of the Springfield 308 or the M1 Garand and its action and what have you. Which those two are pretty bulletproof, but anyway, I wanted to weigh in right quickly on off topics here of the electrical grid and the water. A history teacher, I haven't talked to him in probably 15 years, but he said that back in the 80s that their goal, the government, was to put all portable water systems on surface water throughout the United States. And I always wondered about that. And what better way to control people than control the quality and quantity of water that's available. Now, that being said, I live very close to the Colorado River that goes through most of Texas. And I don't want to live downstream below Austin, Columbus, because every one of these towns close to that river gets your water from the Colorado River in forms of lakes and what have you. Then on the downstream side of those cities, they've got water treatment plants. So they drink the water and end up their foot into the river. So, that's not a good deal. Now, they don't have to go to a water treatment plant to contaminate the water. All I have to do is put it upstream, and those rivers and lakes are easily accessible anywhere. Just people think about that.
Well, and, that's a good point, because we already know that water treatment plants can't take out pharmaceutical products with the standard water treatment plants. So you're absolutely right.
Yeah, it's already documented that tons of pharmaceuticals are being dumped into these water reservoirs and what have you, that they're finding everything from psychotropic drugs to whatever, and then think about all the pathogens that people carry that's also put into that system. It's scary. People think about that, but so far as electrical grid, surface water is dependent on electrical grid to get it from that reservoir, get it treated, and get it to your house or place of business. So it's all interconnected. Everything's tied to the electricity nowadays. But
you don't have to
have high tech to bring down a grid. I'm not going to mention it over there, but a buddy of mine, he does. He works in distribution. And he said it's very simple. You don't even have to have chopping axes or guns or anything else to bring down the system or explosives. So
that's right. That's right.
Yeah. But anyway, I appreciate your show. Thank you for taking my call.
Appreciate the call. We got a bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
More here on Monday, the 8th of April. My website is thelibertyman.com. If you haven't been there for 3 months, well, you haven't been there. My website, thelibertyman.com, is now smartphone compatible. That was a challenge, but we got past that. We have new interesting things there, such as open source intelligence put together by a former counterintelligence agent. We have the notice about the John Moore Patriot Symposium cruise coming up. You need to check that out. It'd be fun to have you with us. And, of course, the Energy Clinic. If you've got arthritis pain, what are you waiting for? Seriously, what are you waiting for if you have arthritis pain? Are you sleeping as good as a child every night like I do? Probably not. Get yourself an Energy Clinic. Sleep like a child every night. Get over that arthritis pain. Get your life back. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. I'm getting ready to ship one to Canada the next day or so. You can get one also, along with a mattress pad to go with it. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee, so you're risking nothing when you get your Energy Clinic. You can place your order right there at my website at thelibertyman.com using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll-free order line. You can send me a check. My toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. If you don't have internet access and you want to find out about the Patriot cruise coming up and the Caribbean cruise, give Betsy a call at 636-530-9502. I say again, 636-530-9502. This is Farmers Monday. We're visiting with Sam Andrews, my friend, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. That is his, also the name of his Facebook page, Freedom Center USA. His telephone number, if you got a question and you need some personal guidance, personal coaching on anything to do with firearms or training, give him a call at 417-718-2597. Let's continue, Sam.
Sure. Why don't we talk about specific products that work that we've tested in specific applications? And we can start with optics. We can go to backpacks. We can do whatever you want to do.
Well, we're trying to stay focused on optics, although we keep going far afield into things like suitcase nukes. But we train with mock-ups in Special Forces. They didn't trust us with the real thing, Sam, but it was actually two very large, very heavy suitcases. They each weighed about 75, 80 pounds, and that was a suitcase nuke half a century ago. I'm sure they're smaller now, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. They're down to around 40 pounds, and they're literally the size of a normal briefcase now.
That would be very dangerous. Okay, optics. What's practical? What works?
Yeah, let's talk about close range, and I'll give you two price points. I'll give you the best thing out there, and I'll give you the thing that's lower cost that will actually work. That will, if you're on a budget, it's definitely worth looking at. So let's start with CQB or close quarters battle. You're inside a building, you're in tight quarters, in and around a house, between the house and the barn. You're not shooting past 50, 100 yards. The high-end product that works the best, I would recommend, is the Aimpoint Comp M. They make a Comp M4 and a Comp M5, probably the best red dot sight you could have. Now, on the lower price point, there's the Burris Fast Fire 3. It's an RMR, so you're talking $600 for the Aimpoint, probably $200 for the Burris Fast Fire 3. That would be my recommendation for close quarters shooting. If you go mid-range optics, we like the 1.25 to 8 power Bushnell tactical scope. That would be the low end. And on the high end, we like the 2.5 to 10 Night Force NXS. So you're talking a price point of $1,900 versus a price point of about $600. On the long range end of things, we like the high-end Schmidt & Bender sniper scopes, and we like the ATAC-R 5 to 25 in second focal plane with an MOAR reticle. On the low end, you've got two scopes. You've got the SHV Night Force in 5 to 20 power for about $1,150. And on the lower end than that, you've got the Bushnell Elite 6500s, and sometimes you can find the Bushnell tactical scopes, the 2.5 to 16 and the 4.5 to 30. And those last group of scopes, the Schmidt & Bender, the Night Force, and the Bushnells, we recommend for longer range shooting.
Well, that's a lot. It's a lot of great information there. And these are scopes that obviously they can be ordered through your company and delivered to people inside the United States. Now, I know there's some State Department regulations on some optics being shipped out of the country, aren't there?
Yeah, ITAR, International Trafficking of Arms Regulations, that's a group inside the State Department, they regulate what can be shipped outside of the United States. Like, you have to have their permission to ship night vision, you have to have their permission to ship barrels, some certain types of ammunition, sniper scopes, you know, the long-range Night Force and Schmidt & Benders, you can't ship overseas. But within the 48 and Hawaii and Alaska, We can ship anything that you might need.
Okay, well, that's good to know. I have a lot of listeners in Australia and New Zealand, United Kingdom. Some things you could ship and some things you could not.
Yeah, that's true. Now, that doesn't mean you can't get it locally, or it doesn't mean we can't fill out some ITAR paperwork and get it sent to you, but it's a little bit more laborious process. It's better to check and see if you can find it locally. Usually you can.
Right. Now, I also have a lot of listeners in Germany and a fair number in the Czech Republic as well, Spain, Northern Europe. Well, check local, and if you have some issues locally, contact Sam, and he'll be glad to help you out. As I mentioned before, anything that involves electronics, and now electronics have become part of optics, every few months, these optics get smaller, better, and less expensive, don't they?
Yeah, and a lot of them have lighted reticles or the red dot like the Aimpoint. You know what's amazing about that sight is you can stick a battery in that thing, turn it on full bright, and leave it on for 9 years. 9 years, not months, 9 years. And you can go pull that thing out of your safe and that red dot's still lit. They are so incredibly power efficient. That's one of the reasons we highly recommend the Aimpoint Comp M series for anything you defend your home with. You can literally leave your red dot sight on at night, set that gun next to your bed, and when you pick it up, that dot will be on and it will be working.
Well, I know, and many of our listeners have had the same experience. I'll go back to a rifle that's been put away for a week or maybe a couple of months and pick it up, and one of those oh no moments. Oh no, I left the sight on. I forgot to turn it off. That's not an issue with this particular system, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, you change the battery every 7 years, you'll never have a problem. I mean, you can literally leave it on full bright for 9 years. And I did that with my wife. I did that with my wife's Comp M on her AR-15. I left it on, and 7 years later, that thing was still lit, bright as can be.
Amazing. Amazing. You did that as a test?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, this technology is breathtaking, the direction it's going. The entire time I was in the U.S. Army, active duty, special forces, Vietnam, I never saw anything except iron sights on a rifle personally. Never did. Not once, Sam.
Yeah, and, you know, here's the issue. If there's a problem, you're likely going to have to use that weapon at night. There's about an 85% chance if you have to defend yourself or you have to defend your neighborhood or your home or your body or your family, it's going to be in the dark. And iron sights are a distinct disadvantage in the night. That's the biggest issue with iron sights.
They are, absolutely. Well, we talked about Hollywood earlier. The film 13 Hours, I think, does an excellent job of showing the incredible advantage having good quality night vision gives you. It was a story about what took place in Benghazi. And from that point of view, Hollywood did do an excellent job, didn't they?
Yeah, they had some good technical advisors from our military advising them, and they did a pretty nice job on some of that. But people need to understand that when there's the next big problem we have in this country, it's not going to be televised, it's not going to be in the news, and it's not going to be during the daytime. So you need to be prepared to function in the dark. And we have a saying at the Freedom Center, if you don't own it in the dark, you don't own it. If you can't
like
do it
that.
In the dark, you don't have the skill yet. You've got more work to do. And that's an important thing to understand, that you've got to be so familiar with your weapon system, so familiar with your sights, that you can do anything you need to do during the day, you can do it in the dark with no light.
Well, I've done extensive training in the dark, both in normal climate conditions and zero climate conditions. And everything's different in the dark. And you develop skill sets that you would never develop otherwise when you learn to move through the forest in the dark. How about this, Sam? Rappelling at night with a full combat load and a weapon off the edge of a sewn cliff. That'll get your attention. You'll do things and you would never do otherwise. And of course, getting upside down when you're rappelling in front of all your Green Beret buddies is something you really don't want to do you?
Boy, not in the harnesses you guys use.
No.
Oh, that's something.
And the equipment we use, when you get turned upside down, it locks in place. You can't go up or down, which is really humiliating. So you really don't want to do that. But these things are people, you know, even though you're a civilian, you can get this training and get the skills you need, can't you, Sam?
Absolutely. I mean, we're in the process of building a tower at the Freedom Center so we can teach climbing and rappelling and shooting off rappel. It's nice to be able to operate in the vertical world as well. And we've got such good equipment now, and we've got such a good system for that, that it's really a lot smoother and a lot easier than it was back in the Vietnam era.
So how high is this tower going to be when it's completed?
It'll actually be 160 feet high.
Whoa, 160 feet? Whoa, baby. All right.
Yeah, we've got to keep it under 200 so we don't have to put an aircraft light on it.
The FAA might get involved, yeah. Well, the Army did some testing in World War II to find out how scared you can get and how high. They determined that once you're at 80 feet, you can't get any more scared as far as being high. Well, I'm looking forward to getting a chance to rappel off that tower. That would be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it. And there'll be a free rappel side and a side where you go off a wall as well?
Yes. Well, you'll be able to free rappel down the center of the tower. But you'll be able to use a wall when you're rappelling off the sides. And
so
you have stairs
built around a center section where you can free rappel down the middle and then go down a wall on the outside. That's great.
Absolutely. Yeah, and we'll have climbing walls on the inside that are reverse incline. They're past steep. That'll go up 20 to 30 feet. And then we'll have a safety net there to catch people, you know, when they come off the wall. Yeah, it's a fantastic deal. I can't wait to get this thing finished. We're going to have more fun out there. And you know, John, we make at Tier 1 Weapon Systems, we make a rappel device that is out of this world. And we make it out of titanium, and it allows you to change friction on the rope when you're rappelling almost instantly.
Really?
And if you've got a load or you're doing a rescue, or you want to lock off and go to your weapon. I spent a lot of time designing this thing, and it is fantastic. You're going to love it once you see how it works.
Well, I need to see that. And you're manufacturing that on site?
Yeah, we make it right here in Lebanon.
Amazing. Well, and what kind is it? What kind of material are you using for it?
It's 6AL4V titanium.
Okay, I was thinking it probably would be titanium, knowing you as well as I do. Okay. Well, is that on your website? Is that something you can see at your Facebook page?
You know, I haven't put a picture of it up there, but I can certainly do that if people want to see it. We've had devices made out of aluminum that work reasonably well, but this is bigger, it's slightly bigger, slightly stronger, it's much stronger, it's four times the strength of the aluminum. But the interesting thing about it is the skin of the titanium work hardens so fast that the rope doesn't wear this device like it does an anodized aluminum piece. It's really a neat setup.
Well, the wear on a descender comes from guys and gals that want a hot dog and leapfrog down these walls and builds up incredible heat incredibly fast. I have done that, of course, but I no longer do that because I don't want to wear out my equipment.
Well, you know, you got to have a little fun once in a while.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I know I caught myself, of course. It's just part of being a healthy male with an appropriate amount of hormones. Of course you're going to want a hot dog down that wall.
You know, you can walk down a wall or mini hop, but you know, occasionally you just want to take that 30-foot dive and let her rip. You know, it's just
absolutely.
It's just part of learning to control the rope. And you know, it's not a bad skill to have, because if you're taking fire and you're in the vertical world, you may want to get off that rope and find cover. So it's not a bad skill to practice once in a while.
Are you going to be set up to do fast rope?
Yes, we absolutely. As a matter of fact, okay. We'll have a fast rope we'll be able to hang in the center of the tower.
Well,
and you'll
be
able to step off.
I need
and
some good training
right
on that.
There.
I've only tried fast rope once, and it took 6 weeks for the burns to heal up. So
you gotta have good gloves, and you gotta have thick pants on.
Yeah, well, like I said, I need better training on that. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You only live to yourself and one for your dream.
All right, we are back with Jim and Jared Ward here on Monday, the 8th day of April. Don't have time for any more calls. Well, Sam, your facility is just growing by leaps and bounds, and you're probably on a first-name basis with your insurance carrier, given the things going on there, aren't you, sir?
Well, we had some big problems in the gun insurance industry 2 years ago when a Wisconsin gun store sold a gun to a guy who went out and shot two police officers. The police union sued the gun store, not the shooter, and won a $5 million judgment. Nine companies in the United States pulled out of the insurance business relative to guns in any way. So we're down to three, basically, in the United States. And we found the best company and still got a good rate, but the competitiveness in the gun insurance business is really taking a hit. And it's tough out there.
I bet. Well, you know, I was just thinking about that tower and liability associated with the tower. And myself and my wife have both been rock climbing instructors, and it's you need good quality equipment, you need good quality people, and lots of safety protocols put in place when for any of this type of activity, whether it's a shoot house or a rappelling climbing tower, don't you, sir?
Yeah, you have to know exactly what you're doing. It pays to have really, really sharp people on site and doing a sanity check at every step of the way. You know, there's certain things, activities, racing motorcycles, handling firearms, climbing, rappelling. These are activities that aren't for everybody. And so if you're not the type of person who can follow a sequence and play these no-mistakes games, it's not for you. But if you're the type of person who enjoys adding skills and adding tools to your toolbox, it's great stuff.
Absolutely. And there's pretty nice hotel motels within a 10 or 15-minute ride of your facility, so people can fly into Springfield, Missouri. It's a regional airport, not a major airport, but a regional airport where you can get a commercial flight into Springfield, come on up to Lebanon, and hang out there, get some good professional training, get a nice room at a reasonable price. People are shocked when they come from the West Coast or East Coast at how reasonable hotel rates are in the Midwest, aren't they, sir?
Yeah, they're fantastic. We've got six hotels here within 8 minutes of the range, and we're about 40 minutes from the airport. So, you know, it's not much of a drive if you fly into Springfield, Missouri. You can stay in a nice hotel, and you can be out at the range in less than 10 minutes and be in a class or taking the training or doing the shooting or climbing or whatever it is you want to do. It's really an accessible place to the whole country.
Okay, well, keep us up there on that tower. We'll talk next Monday. Appreciate it, Sam.
John, thank you. Let freedom ring. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Okay. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy, plenty of essential oils now while you can, your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-927-9673. 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extend-O.